Blog Talk Radio.
Let's have a moment of silence for Flick Wheel. Rest in peace. This for everybody who lost somebody all across the world. Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me.
Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me.
Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me. Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me.
Living in the fast lane, hustling the cash game. Never knew the struggle if you never knew the fast lane.
Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me. Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me.
I don't know if I'ma die, I'ma ride tonight. Best believe if I go, everything's alright.
Going up and back, and I know the other lanes was plotting in, waiting on your downfall. But ever since I knew you, you stood tall, and you knew who to call. And you even taught me how to ball and tear down them all. Mr. Young, fly fast, you right and shiny to y'all. Dead at 22, what your mama and daddy go do? Sister, brother, and cousin too, and a host of friends that loved you. Rest in peace.
They say the good die young, so I'm a boy. Used to make a living off of bouncing eight bars. Living life so fast, that's the way the money came. A product of the hood, I ain't never been the same. Raised by some cut guys, so them the ones to blame. I'm talking back when Tupac was living in the
Goddess T, you are live.
Welcome to the Goddess Fashion and Entertainment Radio Show. I'm your host, Goddess T, and we have a special guest this evening by the name of Brandy J. She's actually the owner and operator of Lux Curves magazine, and we are so excited to have her. So is Brandy in the queue? This lady is doing big things in the curvy industry, and she's actually based out of San Diego, California. That's where I am, by the way.
Brandy, you are live.
Hi, everyone. Hey.
Hey, girl. How's it going?
It's doing good. How are you guys?
Doing well, doing well. Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be on the show.
You know, I was just, you know, giving a little bit of background on you. You know, just letting everybody know you put San Diego on the map for the curvy industry.
Thank you. Well, wow. Thank you for recognizing. You know, some people don't even like to give me that. Thank you.
Oh, girl. Come on now. I'm from San Diego, too. We got a rep.
Thank you.
So, all callers, please hold. I'm going to get to you when we are finished with the interview. As you guys know, you guys can follow me on Instagram at Goddess Entertainment Radio, and you can also follow me on Facebook, Goddess Fashion Entertainment Radio. I'm also on Instagram at Goddess Entertainment Radio. So we want to get right to our interview, the lovely Brandy. I have a couple of questions. I just want to say, by the way, I love your magazine. I think
thank you.
It's fabulous. I just like the way you have it laid out. And there's not
thank
very many
you.
Magazines that catch my eye. You know, so I was like, ooh, what's this? All these nice layouts. Pretty colors. So it definitely caught my eye.
Thank you.
I like it. So what actually got you wanting to even publish a magazine?
I have, you know what, it was God. Everything I do has to come from within, and I pray about everything, every move I make.
Right.
And I was with another publication, and I decided to leave, and I didn't know what
okay.
I wanted to do. And I was like, okay, because I knew how much work it took to run a publication, to do a magazine. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do it.
Right.
And some people, I know, and some people were like, oh, Brandy, you should do one. I'm like, I'd rather just put on fashion events, you know, and
right.
That's about it for the plus size women. But then I prayed about it. And then I woke up one day and I said, the first thing that I said when I woke up was Lux Curves magazine, the upscale publication for curvy plus size women. And it rolled
wow.
off just like that. And I said, all right, God, that's you telling me I have to do it. So I just went for it. And he does not
it.
Make anything easy. Thank you. He doesn't make anything easy, obviously. So it's been not only a struggle, a fun roller coaster ride, but ups and downs, but I love every minute
right.
of it.
Nice. So do you feel there's like a need for more plus size bloggers and magazines?
I feel like there's a need of plus size magazines that show the true version of a plus size woman. And I mean that a lot of people forget being curvy and plus size in the ancient times means that you were royalty and you were worshipped.
Right.
And absolutely. So we've gotten away from that. So, and I'm the curvy woman that I love. I've always, for some reason, been attracted to the finer things in life. And
right.
I wanted to showcase that because they don't think curvy plus size women like Chanel, like Louis Vuitton, like Gucci, like
high
the
end. Travel. Yeah.
They don't think we like any of that stuff because they don't associate us with that. And I was like, well, I'm curvy and plus size, and I wear Chanel. I like the finer things in life. I like to go to Broadway plays. I have a lifestyle. Like, you know, I'm like, well,
I know that's
what
right.
is there for us? So I'm the type of person, if I feel like there's a void missing and a platform that needs to be there, then I'll create my own platform.
So are you the only publication in the San Diego area that caters to plus
yes.
size?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, you guys, after this next song, we will continue the interview with the beautiful Brandy J. So stay tuned. We're going to play Real Love by Poetic Lace.
Real love, I'm thankful for that real love, a love that can change my heart. Real love, I'm thankful for that real love, a love that can change my heart.
Thankful for a love that goes beyond sex. It's a treasure without making an ex, and it has a future before meeting the next. This love goes deeper than bed sheets and teaches you how to read the heartbeats like. No, no, this love teaches you how to hear the heart speak like.
Leave me alone, 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 alone.
When in actuality, you know they mean pull closer. If I'm the gun, then you be the holster. Help me when I'm wrong and humble me when I'm right. Look past all my flaws and neutralize all the fights. See, this love suffers long because it believes in finishing what it starts. This love is in the shape of a cross, not in the curves of a heart, because this love is always saying,
love conquers all, even your flaws,
unconditional.
I am here for you to sacrifice, lay down my life for real love, real love, real love.
I'm thankful for a love that sweats blood because it's ready to die. It would rather be nailed to a cross than to see us fry, wearing a crown of thorns and a back full of slashes. This love is so great that exchanged its beauty for ashes like.
I am the light.
Darkness can't conquer this love because there's no darkness in it. If the eyes are the windows to the soul, then know that this glass ain't tinted. See, this love is the truth, the way, and the life. It is Jesus who teaches me how to love my wife, and it is Jesus who teaches us how to love people right, because Jesus is that.
Real love, I'm thankful for that real love.
I'm thankful.
A love that can change my heart. Real love, I'm thankful for that real love.
Oh, yeah.
Love that can change my heart.
God is to you, back live.
All right. I like that acapella. What did you think, girl?
I loved it. I was like, woo. That was gorgeous.
Okay.
Man.
No instrumental.
Okay.
Everybody needs real love.
Tell me about it. I know I do.
Right? I'm right behind you.
Okay.
That's a whole nother show. Okay.
I know.
So, my other question for you is, are there very many minority women in media that you have noticed? And if not, what can we do to change that?
I feel like we still have a long way to go when it comes to minority women in media. I think we've gotten a little bit better, but I don't think we've done enough. I don't think there is enough.
Right.
I don't think there is enough women in media that everyday women could relate to.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they were. And then also when it comes to media, like, they still want to hesitate to put curvy plus size women, minority women out there. And that's one thing that I just, it bothers me. It always has bothered me because I know how it feels to be that little girl watching TV and you see no one that looks like you. And you feel like, well, do I need to be white? Do I need to have blonde hair? Do I need to be a 5'2"? And that's
right.
Not the reality that we live in. So we have, I feel like we still have a long way to go.
Okay. Yeah, I totally agree. And me being, you know, an African-American myself, I feel like, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, if you would have asked me a year ago if I would have been doing radio, I would have been like, what? Like, I really didn't, I guess, think about, like, you just never know where God's going to take you. And,
yeah.
You know, now I've been approached to even have my own TV show. And I'm like, really? So, I get, you know, it all goes hand in hand as far as media is concerned. And I would have never guessed that this is what I would be doing outside of fashion. Fashion is my passion. So I'm like, I just would have never guessed. But, you know, I'm loving every minute of it. You know, it's a work in progress, and
oh,
I think
yeah.
You're right. I think we have a long way, you know, to go in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me this. Have you had any opportunities to interview any celebrities as of yet?
I've interviewed Marcus Houston, Selena Johnson, SWV. I've interviewed MC Light,
nice.
Little Mama, and, oh, God,
wow.
My mind draws a blank. So I've interviewed a number of celebrities, and I have a couple more lined up.
Oh, great.
That I will be doing.
That's
so
nice.
And to me, it's more, I just treat them as normal people. And
right.
Because that's who they are to me, they're normal. I've never been, like, starstruck. So
oh, okay.
I think the only people who can get me that way would be Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Beyonce, Jay-Z,
right.
Warren Buffett, and Trey Songz.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And maybe Oprah.
But they're on my list, too.
Yeah. So, you know, but I just come at, well, you know, even just come at them as, like, normal people because that's what they are and that's what they want to be referred to as. So.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
I just do it that way.
You're absolutely right. We are going to actually take it to the next track, which should be Secret Life by 7 Point Row. Stay tuned.
No matter how hard I try, no matter what I do, whatever in my heart to do, some things will always never allow itself to be the way I want to be. But before I reach a seat, you know the best of me. I never was shit at school, no, I couldn't take it. Get about the course of living, no, I couldn't make it. Think about a nip a day, what should I do? Looking for a better way, it's time to shoot. It's not a day to go by, coming from the streets. Looking for a better way, how I'm gonna eat. Possibility, gonna be a way for me to make it on, even though it's hard to see. I never knew what can I be, started growing up. In this world full of danger, know what's up.
Drop tears for my eyes each and every way. Looking for a better way for our brother day. Thinking about the mother already didn't go. I wondered if I go too, and it's for the zone. It's so painful every day I get through. Growing up in this world, what can I do? Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light. Life is a bad war, no, cause I'm scared of it. I feel trapped, I cannot get away from it. There's so much pain. Looking for another way, can I get away? I struggle with the hard days, all the pain that I feel come from the others. Other people in this world don't love each other. They only get close wherever something goes down. In the banks, in the U.S., all over town. How can I pray just to make it on through this day? Within this world, things different will stay the same. There's so much things going on, hard to make a difference. When it's just in this world, hard to make a living. How can I live in the world full of poverty? With different winds that I go, then it will be a peace. I let you know with no peace, and it will be a change. With no change, it will never be a better place. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light. What is the light? Glow in the dark, shining through the light. What is the light? Glow in the dark, shining through the light. What is the light? Glow in the dark, shining through the light. What is the light? Glow in the dark, shining through the light. Aspiration goes through our secret. I have a share, live in this world full of danger. I'm too scared, stressed out, but anyway, that's a lot of pain, damn it. Can I get away from my hard days? If that duke felt the pain, that it really fits inside, damn it. Will I drop tears from my lovely eyes? This heaven strong cold, live a lot to effect. Beyond the damage, all I can do is death. See the rest of the curses, always some bitter soul. I was re-ended in for reaching my highest goals. In mediation, build up, I'm truly scared. I just oppress them, let them know I'm living real. Middle, beginning, and the end, not yet complete. These are the pages that will never be concrete. Tell me with these things ever catching me. Living this world full of danger with no peace. Ride through the storms, that's the spirit of a ghost. Why to stay strong, but let them know there's no tomorrow. Feel it took infinite for those that's fortified. But dear father, tell me you can turn the ride. So let me stay here, feel it like to the side. It took a mother away, but I didn't cry. I stay strong, keep my head up, put the sky. West side, gotta play with these hard times. So dear father, how long can I hold on? To survive in this world, then it's for the zone. Like the York say, please don't let me be alone. Let me break it on like rocking bare bones. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light. Glow in the dark, shining through the light, riddles of light.
God is to you, back live.
All right, we back. All right, Miss Brandy J. So, can you tell us of any upcoming events or projects that you're working on?
I have, we just released that we're doing our casting call tour in July and August. So San Diego, July 8th, LA, July 22nd, and then Las Vegas, August 12th. So we will be looking for some new models to put on our covers and in our editorials. That's
nice.
What I have coming up. So excited about that. I haven't done a casting. This will be our first casting call for covering editorial models for Lux. I will be announcing Lux Music, so that's exclusive tonight. So we'll be announcing our Lux Music division, showcasing and putting the focus on independent artists for Lux. And we have so much going on with the brand, with the magazine. Lux TV with Brandy J is doing an amazing. Everyone loves the interviews, and just got more to come. And I'm just looking forward to it. And, you know, then closer towards the end of the year in October, I will have another event, but we'll be announcing that in the summer
okay.
for Lux, and then we're getting ready, still prepping for Lux Fashion Night, Lux Curves Fashion Night, which will be next year in September.
Nice, nice, nice. So why don't you give everyone your social media and how we can, of course, find you.
Great. So Lux Curves is Lux Curves, Curves with a K. Everything I do is always Curves with a K. So Lux Curves, that's our Instagram, our Facebook, and Twitter. Me, it's Brandy Curvy J. That's what on everything, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat. Brandy with two E's, Curvy with a K, then J, Brandy Curvy J. And you type in Lux Curves or Brandy Curvy J, you're going to see everything I have going on. And I'm just going to continue to do what I got to do for the plus size industry, keep pushing forward and making moves and breaking barriers.
I know that's right, you know, and I just want to reserve June, you know, for my, you know, cover. Just putting it out there for 2018.
I know. I'm so blessed that all of our covers for this year are, like, booked. And I was like, I did not go into the year thinking that. And I'm like, oh,
right.
my God, like, we're already booking for 2018, and we already filmed. We have two major celebrities in the pipe for 2018 for our covers. So I can't really see
okay,
who's going to be on it. But
you put me in June. I'm good.
Yeah,
you know.
So I'm just, like, so blessed. But, yeah, I got you. Don't even worry about it. I mean, I'll be forgetting sometimes. I'm like, oh, this is my magazine. I do make the executive decision, but I can do whatever I want.
Right.
So, so but
like,
the brand
don't forget
going.
About your girl.
Oh, I never will. I never will. And I'm so excited. The brand just keeps growing, and we have so much in store. And just really, just my goal is to mainstream plus size, the plus size industry, and to also be a force with everything I have going on. So I'm just going to keep pushing and going forward with it.
Nice, nice. Well, again, I wanted to thank you for coming on to our show. You are welcome, of course. Anytime in the future. If you would love to stick around, I would like to take our first caller. Maybe they'd like to promote themselves, or they may even want to ask you some questions.
Oh,
you never
okay,
know.
Yeah, I'm always ready.
So we'll start accepting callers.
910-709.
Hey, how you doing? I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina. This is Bugatti.
Hi, how you doing?
I had a question for Brandy. I'm looking for a producer at the moment. I was wondering if you could if you listen to a song that I wrote, and it was about when I was in the hospital. I wrote this song, so if you listen, okay? Okay, it goes like this. Cold December day, I got burnt. Then everything turned dark, cloudy, and gray. Waking up hooked to a machine. 2 months later, couldn't eat, scream, drink, or speak. Missing everything about my old life. If I had to do all over again, I would have done everything better and right. Now I'm hooked to this pump. Got me barely breathing. Thank God up above that I'm still breathing. I should have been a better man and took the time to myself to collect my thoughts. Now I'm laying hooked to this life support. There's got to be some other way. So I turn to God as another way. I ask him for his forgiveness, and I get an answer back, and he speaks. I hear it all too clearly. I'm glad I didn't die. I would have been baptized by eternal fire, forever dead, burning in misery. Thank God up above for taking me. I see it all too clearly. I reach out to grab his hand as he's standing up above as I'm crying with this oxygen mask, tears rolling down my eyes, trying to get some love. God has hears my cries for help, and I don't want to be alone. So he kept me company, never leaving me alone. As I was dying, as he was sitting on his throne, the doctor zapped me, died. I said, you should have left me. I was right there, and I could see paradise, also beautiful and clearly. It was so beautiful, warm, and comforting, best feeling I've ever felt. Believe me, I wake up sad, sitting back up, mad as ever, but I give my love to the one up above forever.
All right.
I would say that's real good. I have an experience in the music industry, but not a lot. Music is my first love, so I'm always thrown into music, but I would suggest you first meet up, get with some DJs. Everyone right. always tries to go to the producer side of everything, but nowadays it's the
right.
DJs that you need to befriend and that you need to listen to your music, because then they'll get
yep.
your music in rotation at the club and out and about. It's not the producer, it's the DJ. And some DJs
yeah,
are right. producers, and they can go ahead and put the beat together. So I would just, you know, if I was you, look for one of the hottest DJs in your area or next in line to be the hottest DJ, because sometimes going to the top, they'd be like, nah. But if you go to the one next, or the
mm-hmm.
one next, some
yeah.
with someone young,
they're,
you know, who's
hard,
getting in the industry,
find.
Then, yeah, they're not, honestly, they're not hard to find. Instagram will be your best friend.
Yep.
I always tell that to people with social media. It is not hard to find people like it was 15, 10 years ago. Now they're at the
exactly.
tip of our hand. So I would just go that route with the DJ route, and then
right.
Because then go that route and then see what they say.
Okay. All right.
Well, we're going to take
and,
one more caller. I appreciate you calling.
Yeah. And I'm,
thank
like
you for
I
calling.
Say, I'm Big Bugatti from Fayetteville, North Carolina. You can find me at chaos13, K-A-H-O-S. 13@yahoo.com, and I also have a page, Jimmy Cooper from Sonora, California, and is Big Bugatti. That's my phone page, my page is an artist page.
Okay.
All right,
thank you.
Bye.
Well, check it out. Thank you for calling. So, do we have 7 row in the queue?
Yes, she's in the queue. You want to let him on now or call him?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, 415-568, you're live.
Hey, y'all, this is OMF from San Francisco. How
Hi.
You doing, Brad? Hey, how y'all
I'm
doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm so glad that we got some young black sisters out here doing their thing. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Oh, wait. Wow, we got people.
What?
What happened? I want to know why we got so many black people out here that got so much money, and we got black sisters out here that's struggling to do something in America 400 years later. Oh, 400, I'm confused with this one, but I'm going to let that one go. But I'm going to thank God we got black people out here. We got black people out here doing the right thing. I'm so glad.
That's right.
I'm just, oh. And
well,
when you said
that.
DJ, oh, wait a minute. Oh, Lord have mercy. God is good. You got to go to DJ. The DJ started hip-hop. Wait a minute.
That's
yeah.
right.
Get on the stage.
I mean,
wait
right.
a minute.
And a lot of people seem to forget
tell him,
that.
Tell him, too. Stop listening to these documentaries. All right. The DJ started it. The DJ taught them people how to flow. L.A. is an arrogant. Jay-Z's arrogant. The DJ taught you how to do the ones and the twos. Taught you how to do the hip and the hop. Wait a minute.
I know that's right.
Okay, let's get this right. That's what I'm doing. I'm bringing back hip-hop to tell the truth. I'm talking about the young people and the young people, the OGs that's out there before the flow, before the two turntable. You know what I'm saying? Four.
Oh, you're taking
you
it way
saying?
Back. All right.
We need to talk. Okay, Brandon, I'm down with you. Heavy
Thank
women
you.
Like
Thank
I'm not
you.
Trying to be disrespectful or anything like that, but heavy women like love too. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good, and I'm just glad that we got black people out here doing the right thing. And we, man, I'm so glad.
Thank you
but
so
anyway,
much. Thank you so much for your support.
I'm from
Orlando,
from San Francisco.
Did you want to drop your
out.
Social media link?
Huh?
Did you want to drop your links?
Yeah, I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Reverb Nation. I'm on SoundCloud. I'm currently going on this tour with LeVar Hayes and Deadly Centaur. I'm doing that. I'm being in Vegas, starting in Vegas. I'm doing also some stuff with Jess Jones, Stop Hating Tour. I'm doing Juneteenth over here, this black celebration over here they have every year. I'm doing that. I'm doing the after party with the black, the BET Hip Hop Awards in September, and the AC3 Fest Industry Festival out in Atlanta in October. I'm planning on going performing out there. But I'm just out there trying to put out hip hop and let people know that you have to have flow before all of this. And I just thank God for people like you that's doing the black sisters out here trying to make it and struggling. We're still in the struggle. We continue to struggle.
That's
right. And I'm just thankful.
Well, We're going to make it.
Because we're going to make it. God's got our back. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. You know, he always does.
We got a lot of money out here, and we got a lot of black people that got money. We need to start supporting our black people and start forget
that's
where we come
right.
from. Let that go.
Support your community first.
Yeah. Church.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Church out. Let's go back. We don't forgot where we came from. I'm gonna let it go. Hey. But thank you.
Well, I'm gonna have to have you on for an interview, so make sure you email me at goddessentertainmentradio@gmail.com. You can submit your music.
Wait a minute. Hold on, I ain't got a pen. Wait a minute. You give me all this.
Right.
Could y'all text that information?
It's goddess. Sure. It's really easy. It's goddess.
Because I ain't got a pen on me right now. Yeah, so, but I thank y'all for giving me a chance to promote my stuff. And like I said, I'm OMF from San Francisco, and my stuff is on Reverb Nation and SoundCloud. And I'd like to thank y'all, Raw Crush Radio, LaVar Hayes, and Brandy J, and everybody out there. Shout out to everybody that's keeping it.
Thank you. All
right. Thank you.
All right, can we have the next caller?
413-727.
Hey, Black Tear. Hey, Goddess T. Hello, Brandy J. It's Angels.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, everybody. I'm loving the show.
Hi. Hey, girl.
Hey. Hi, family. How's it going?
Well.
I'm
How
calling
you?
From. I'm good. I'm getting a little tired. I've been up since about 6:30 this morning, grinding and working. And I'm working, just drawing up my. Actually, I've been creating my logo, my brand name
nice.
Logo. Thank you. I've been trying to incorporate stuff that people will like. That you know that I like. But anyway, y'all were talking about DJs and all that, and I'm 47 years old, and that's how I remember it all being.
You lying.
And,
you said 47.
No, I'm serious. I just turned 47 this year.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy.
You do not look 47.
I was born in 1970. Thank you, girlfriend. Thank you. I appreciate that. If you all want to check me out, I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm also a model, an advocate, activist as well. I'm the first cover girl for Untouchable magazine, so y'all can see what I look like. I am living in the 413, and this is the wildest thing. Here I am, 47, white girl, and I'm a singer-songwriter on 2 Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes, y'all, which is just crazy. I'm so grateful. So I got to give a shout-out to the DJ who put
That's
me
right.
there. Thank you, DJ Flipside. He's my family, and I got to give a shout-out to the Wu Lords and the Wu-Tang Clan and Intel and my family GZA and Method Man, Killer Priest, Kenyatta Black, Judah Priest, Grand Surgeon, Joe Kane, all the really talented, Binky Woy, all the people that I'm on there with all those mixtapes with. I also got a collaboration
nice.
With the Crip Hop Nation on there, which so two worlds collided. Because I'm on their 10th anniversary CD for representing the K with the Crip Hop for the Cripple, which is for the disabled, the sick, the blind, the deaf, the poor, the elderly, you know, people that are discriminated against, people in wheelchairs that are told that they can't come into the restaurant, which is just whack crazy. And it still happens today. So we just dropped our 10th anniversary CD. So I got to give a shout out to our founder, Leroy Moore. and Jesse DJ Quad, who produced the beats for that. And there's a lot of shine. Like, we got Wonder Mike from Sugar Hill Gang, and we got Rob DeNoise, who's a homie of mine from Rapper's Delight and Sugar Hill Gang, and also we got DMC, Daryl McDaniels, who's got a track on there too, so I got to give a shout-out to them. Shout-out to Love Sexy and to Young Zeke and to Joy Adams, his manager. Young Zeke and I'm really, really happy to be in this VIP Room magazine that's going to be dropping this week, so you can check that out. That's done by Prince's producer, Love Sexy, a.k.a. Lindell Spirit. So I got to give a shout-out to them, and Young Zeke's on the cover, and Snoop Dogg is actually managing him, too. And I know that Black Tear knows all about that because he was the one who introduced me to Young Zeke from Blackout Radio. So I'm really grateful to expand my horizons and watch everybody grow. But anyway, I won't take up too much of your time. Girls, you girls, I'm so proud of you. Do what you're doing.
Thank you.
I was 260 pounds. I lost 125 pounds myself. I've been curvy. I've had more to love. Oh, yeah. I got size 18 pictures from way back in the day, back when I was married and before I was a widow. I'm a widow now. But, I say, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You girls, you ladies are beautiful. And I say, keep your grind. I love it. I love you. And I support everything
you
do.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. You all can find me on Facebook, and J-E-W-E-L-Z on Instagram and SoundCloud, and Jules Official on Instagram. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great night. Blessings to you all.
Me too. Good night.
Thank you. Peace.
We got 7 Row in the building. I'm still waiting. You holding?
Yeah, he's right here.
All right. So you want to introduce yourself?
My name is 7 Row. I'm the king of L.A. Nice to meet everybody.
Nice to meet
all
you.
Right. So did you want to promote yourself, or did you have any questions for our special guest, Brandy?
Well, actually, I was wondering, do anybody got any questions for me, really?
Oh, look at him trying to get his interview on.
Well, I do have a question.
He's just trying to take over the interview.
I know. He's like, I'm like, no, I really don't, but okay.
I'm just saying, I look out. I mean, I put the people before myself. It's the way how I am. So without saying, do y'all got any questions for me or anything like that? That means to let me know it's about the world. It's not about just me.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't say that. I would love to interview you sometime, but because I'm interviewing Brandy and we're just kind of, you know, letting people call in, ask for questions, and if they don't have a question, you're more than welcome to promote yourself. And how do we find you on social media?
Well, this is how you find me. The only thing I got right now is just a Facebook where you can find me, and I'm under the name as Day Theory. Hello.
Okay.
Okay.
Besides that, actually, I don't have any questions yet for anybody else. Not yet. But as soon as I get a question, I'm gonna you wanna hear me speak exactly what it is.
Okay, no problem. Well, I'll thank you for calling. We played one of your songs earlier, so hopefully
appreciation.
The next show we can get you on for an interview. So we're gonna take one more caller before I play another track.
Oh, we could do this better than Hustle and Flow. Who's in charge?
All right.
You know, like in that scene where Homegirl said she was in charge, you know, you saw the result. She took over. She was in charge. Everything got done.
I know that's right. Well, boss lady definitely needs you to be in charge. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to get to the next caller. Do we have anybody else?
313-690.
What's going on, Goddess T, Brandy J? How y'all doing? It's Deacon Israel
from
the Mobile.
Motor City. Hey, what up, Black Tears?
Doing well,
y'all
doing
good?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I got a question for Brandy J.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How long did it take you to bring your vision into fruition?
Oh wow, I don't feel like my vision is where it needs to be. So it's an everyday thing, but I started 8 years ago. And I had to change things over the years, but I feel like I'm almost at the level, but I have more ways to go. And even when my vision comes where it needs to be, it's going to even grow even more. So, but I started out 8 years ago, and it's a determination and it's a drive that no matter what you're doing in life, no matter what dream you have to keep going at it. You got to be innovative. You got to be creative. You always have to be a step ahead of the next person with anything you have going on. So for me, it's been about 8 years and about a year and a half for my magazine. So, but I'm, you know, it's been a process, but it's a growing process.
Oh, that's great. Okay. I came on before I got to hear your contact information. So I would love to get some links and everything so I can hook up with you.
Yeah. You can actually, my magazine is Lux Curves, LUXE, Curves with a K, KUREVS, and .com. And then my Instagram and all my social media is Brandy, BRANDEE, Curvy with a K, J. So you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat for Brandy Curvy J, and then Lux Curves for my magazine as well.
Okay, that's great. I'm going to definitely be reaching out. Before I go, I wanted to just let everybody know if you're going to be in the Detroit area on the 27th, I got a show at the Legendary Shelter with the Coast to Coast Mixed DJs. You know, that's a nationwide promotion group. And we're going to be doing a major networking event, major showcase, all local artists, local talent, independent artists. And if you want to be involved in that, you can get tickets from me at my Facebook is Deacon Isaran. That's DYKKONISARAN. And my Twitter is Deacon Isaran, the same thing, DYKKONISARAN. My Instagram is just Deacon, DYKKON. I got the links in my bio. And we're going to be kicking off the Memorial Day weekend with a live showcase at the Legendary Shelter. So if anybody in the area, y'all can definitely come on and down to check it out. Tickets are only $10. And y'all keep doing what y'all are doing. I appreciate it. And I'm going to reach out to you, Brandy J.
Okay, thank you. I look forward to it.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank
you. We'll take one more caller before the next track.
All right, got 748-931. You're live.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I think they cut out. Next one.
586-914. You're live.
All right.
586. Well, let me screen to make sure we don't go through this.
Okay. Well, we can play.
Well, I got 3938. Try one more. 313938.
Yo, what up, though? It's your boy Ross Fry from the D. What's happening?
What's going on?
Nothing major. Chilling, fresh off of work. Trying to make sure I got in before the show was over.
Oh, well, you called at the right time.
Yeah, you already know, man. So I'm the president and artist on Last Act of Defiance Entertainment. One of my artists, B. Nutty, has his EP, W3IG, out right now on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon Music, and the whole nine. He got his lead single, All We Know, off of that, and we actually have a post up on Facebook question to see what the next video will be. We're trying to decide between the single DUI or Leave It Up to Me. So if y'all want to find that, it's on B Nutty's page, and we can you can vote on that song, and we can help us pick our next video if y'all want.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, make
you can
sure
definitely
y'all
submit to my email as well. You can submit to goddessentertainmentradio@gmail.com.
Okay. Goddess Entertainment, yep. I got that on the list. I will make sure I have my engineer send you some songs probably this weekend.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Well, did you want to drop any other info, or did you have a question for our special guest?
Who you got on the show tonight? Like I said, I'm fresh off work, so I don't even know what's really going on.
Oh, you missed it. Well, we have our beautiful Brandy Kirby J out of San Diego, California. She's actually owns a publication called Lux Magazine.
Oh, Lord. Well, I don't know what to ask you. What can I follow you so I can check out your data and see what's up with you?
You can,
check out the magazine.
Yeah, go to luxcurves.com, LuxeKurves. We're the only upscale lifestyle publication for curvy plus-size women. So we focus on fashion, music, beauty, everything. And then you can check out my Instagram. That's Brandy Kirby J. Brandy with two E's, Kirby with a K, and then J. And that's all my Instagram, Facebook, social media, all the same.
Okay. Curvy J. All right. Well, I will check it out. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with the curvy girls. Love that. So,
all right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
That's what's up. All right. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
You going to play the next track?
Hello?
Hello?
Is your ears bleeding like mine? Is you sick of these whack rhymes? Bad chicks and these broke dimes. IG is they full time. I was on the block with my woes and some chicken heads. Saw a couple thoughts, so some thoughts came into my head. Hop into the whip, baby girl, if you feeling it. Take it to the crib, make you famous on the internet. Oh, these lame one-liners. Keep it real, boy, new Giuseppe's made in China. Get them on the camera, now they gangsters with they nine up. Lying through their teeth, that's a gas.
Madonna.
Is your ears bleeding like mine? Is you sick of these whack rhymes? Bad chicks and these broke dimes. IG is they full time.
Hands in the air, drop mic slowly. No funny bass, homie, you don't know me. Mouth closed, eyes only. Mouth closed, eyes only.
All they yelling is, I got Jay. Purple, purple boy, I got Blade. In the hood all 7 days. Two-faced actors, Nicolas Cage. No Bugatti, no Maserati, no Jesus peace, no paparazzi, no gas with bodies, bras in the lobby, my signal choppy, get no gifts, they copy, jump in they face, now all of a sudden they memory foggy. Ears bleeding like mine, is you sick of these whack rhymes, bad chicks and these broke dimes, IG is they full time.
Hands in the air, drop mic slowly. No funny bass, homie, you don't know me. Mouth closed, eyes only. Mouth closed, eyes only.
You should be looking at me like an MD, boy. I got that medicine. Jumped in the fire, swam through the liar. Came out of the medicine. You should listen, but you ain't gonna listen. Your ears bleeding like mine. Is you sick of these whack rhymes? Bad chicks and these broke dimes. IG is they full time.
Hands in the air, drop mic slowly. No funny bass, homie, you don't know me. Mouth closed, eyes only. Mouth closed, eyes only.
God is to you, back live.
All right, we back. Brandy, you still there?
I'm here.
All right, well, we're going to try to squeeze in two more callers before we end the show.
Okay.
Try to show love, you know.
Understand completely.
704-804-8901. Peace, what up, what up, what up? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
How are you?
That's right. I'm all right. I'm all right. This your boy MK out of Charlotte. And y'all already know how I do, you know what I'm saying? I salute y'all first and foremost. I appreciate the platform y'all give us as artists and entrepreneurs, you know, because it's a hell of a platform that y'all provide for us. So I salute y'all.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I want to let y'all know on June the 1st, we have an exposure show at 1440 South Tryon Street, Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm giving away what I feel like is hot, you know what I'm saying? You versatile and you bring that real music. I'm giving away distribution from my distribution company, Legends Never Breed Haters Distribution Company. If anybody need anything or want to look me up, look my stuff up. Legends Never Breed Haters. And that's all with a Z. Legends with a Z. Never Breed Haters with a Z at the end. Haters with a Z. And, really, you know, I'm trying to build a whole company of people that I can trust, the people that I know that they really got a heart, they really look out for other people, you know what I'm saying? Because each one got to teach one, and I believe in that firmly, you know what I'm saying? And I believe in uplifting people firmly, you know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
You know, I just want to unite, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really trying to compete with nobody. I'm in my own lane. Y'all be y'all own lane. I don't even care what y'all doing, trap rap, snap rap, whatever rap y'all doing. That's y'all lane, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to knock nobody for doing whatever they do, you know, but I'm not with it, you know what I'm saying? So people that's on my team, they can't be with it, you know what I'm saying? I don't care what trend is the wave. I'm trying to bring real hip-hop back. So that's what I'm looking at. I'm seeking, you know, and...
You're the second person who said that tonight. Bring
a
real hip-hop back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it. I mean, because it's not here like it used to be. You know what I'm saying? The 80s and 90s, that drive up. I ain't seen
now
it.
Now,
that
was real hip-hop. I know that.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, not like I said, I'm not knocking nobody for what you do. You know, if that's what, you know, floats your boat, then so be it. I'm not knocking nobody, so don't nobody come at me talking about, I'm just saying what I do, what I like. You feel me? So
right.
Don't get it misconstrued. But, I want everybody to come out, man, because we show love, you know what I'm saying? I connect with everybody worldwide. I don't care where you from, you know what I'm saying? I like networking. I do a lot of stuff. I'm a travel agent also, you know what I'm saying? Anybody want to join that team with me doing that? Anybody that's willing to invest in what they believe in, or invest in being a business owner, anybody that's willing to do that, just give me a call at 704-891-5452. Again, 704-891-5452. And look me up on Facebook, MK Jones. I dropped the killer off my name, now I'm just MK Jones on
All
Facebook.
Right, MK Jones.
Instagram, yeah, Instagram, lowercase levels, LNBH1, the number one, LNBH1, the LNBH stands for Legends Never Breed Haters, one, on Instagram. And
All right.
Appreciate y'all's time, man. I know y'all running short on time, and I ain't gonna hold nobody up. But
yeah,
I appreciate y'all, and I salute y'all.
Thank you.
No doubt. Yeah.
Lucy,
y'all be easy. Have a great night.
You too.
Okay.
All right. So it looks like we got time for. Actually, you know what? We're gonna close out. I'm gonna say my information
one more.
Oh, you got one more? All right. Well,
yeah. 419-879.
Hello, last caller of the night. You there? I guess not. Sometimes you guys got to take your phone off mute. But anyway. But Brandy, did you hear about what happened at Ariana Grande's concert?
Oh my God, that was, I saw it come up.
Did you hear about that in Manchester?
Yes, and it was just so, it was so sad. I'm just like, now it's at the point you can't even go to a concert without the fear of doing something. I mean, and it's just like, I mean, I read today that she offered to pay for the victims, their funeral costs today. She's going
to
cover the funeral costs for all the victims. And that was, it's a blessing, and it is just, but it's out of a tragedy that makes no sense. And it just looks, it's a constant reminder of the world that we are living in today.
Exactly.
Where people are more bold. People are more in your face when it comes to hatred and hurt and wanting to cause harm. And people don't seem to have a care in the world anymore. Me and my best friend were talking about this morning, how someone yesterday out here in San Diego, a mother was walking into the store with her two kids, and a guy tried to kidnap the kid right in front of the mom.
What?
Like, just right there. Grabbed the, you know, but he didn't. Everyone stopped him. But now it's at the point we're living in a world where people are more bold to cause this harm.
Very bold.
And it's just a sad case. It's a very sad case of what we have to live in today as people.
Well, I just want to give a shout out for all those, you know, families that lost members of their family. And it's just really sad. But we do have
it's
one
really
more caller. Is our caller ready?
Yes. 508, you're live.
What up, Dale?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good, man. Just shooting my regular and shit. But, you know, like I do, I be just trying to bust a little verse off before I call it a night.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Let me see. I think I'd be like, woke up in the morning, hit the Smurder dance. Phone blowing up at 8. It's the first again. Ah, fuck. Yesterday got mired all, then it hurt my hand. Could have merchant man, but let nothing disturb the plans. Should I drop the Firebird or the Lincoln LS? He a dirty nigga, it ain't nothing he could tell us. Pay the chef to cook it up and let him keep the extras. White bar, coke, jumping more than we expected. How to get it popping under from the west side. 20 years and only could have given him less time. He could have snitched like you, but he kept quiet. They tried to stop my grind, better luck next time. You know I'm leading in the assist and the leading scorer. I got that throwback, British Knight, Deodora. God, family, and this money, only thing important. Talking paper, you a palm reader, read my fortune. I'm an 80s baby, driving ladies crazy. Pulling up on your block in an 88B, maybe even a Delta. Expect to see a nigga like me on the block going crazy. And I gotta get these dollars daily. And my model still fuck you, pay me. Yeah, I got the discipline. Cash out, no, not from Michigan. Way to coke and soda, got the mix in it. And these hoes see me in a different fit. Hit your bitch really quick if I'm with the shit. Hit a brick, flip the grip, watch me whip it quick. Sick of spits when I speak, guess it's just a gift. Every time I speak, it's a murder evidence. Hey, ain't nothing
all
going
right.
There, James Flames, man.
Up.
Check me out. Yep, check me out on YouTube, though. James Flames or James Frederick on Facebook. Or Flames Firearms on SoundCloud.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Yep.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good night. About to catch this call.
You
catch
too.
This little good shower, man. Y'all have a good one. Thanks for letting me rap.
All right, no problem.
Yep, yep.
He said he was about to get in the shower. All right, so you guys can follow me. All right. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at Goddess Entertainment Radio. And I wanted to give another shout-out, of course, to Blackout Radio and our special guest, Brandy Kirby J.
Thank you so much for having me.
Entertaining us this hour. And you guys are tuning in to the Goddess Fashion and Entertainment Radio Show. You guys have a good night.
You have a good night. Thank you.
Let's have a moment of silence for Flick Wheel. Rest in peace. This for everybody who lost somebody all across the world. Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me.
Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me.
Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me. Even
even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me. Living in the fast lane, hustling in the cash game. Never knew the struggle if you never knew the fast lane. Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me. Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me. I don't know if I'ma die, I'ma ride tonight. Best believe if I go, everything's alright. Going up, forgotten, I know the other lanes was plotting in, waiting on your downfall. But ever since I knew you, you stood tall and you knew who to call. And you even taught me how to ball and tear down them all. Mr. Young, fly fast, she's right and shiny to y'all. Dead at 22, what your mama and daddy go do? Sister, brother, and cousin too. And a host of friends that loved you. Rest in peace.
They say the good die young, so I'm a boy. Used to make a living off of bouncing eight bars. Living life so fast, that's the way the money came. A product of the hood, I ain't never been ashamed. Raised by some cut guys, so them the ones to blame. I'm talking back when Tupac was living in the fast lane. If the speed take me out, just know I did it big. Get my kids all the money and the work in the fridge.
Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me. Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me. Living in the fast lane, hustling the cash game. Never knew the struggle if you never knew the fast lane. Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me. Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me. I don't know if I'ma die, I'ma ride tonight. Best believe if I go, everything's alright.
Riding up fast to the road of paradise. Whoever in life thought the light would feel it right. Taking off my Prada and my shiny jewels. On the highway to heaven, my soul belongs to you. It's only two paths to take, so watch the one you choose. Whoever thought the little girl's only C22. I don't know no bars, I don't play by the rules. So just live your life right like Lil Willie would do.
Picture in my vision, but slicking it, sickening. Cause I'm realizing he ain't gon' be in it. Now I'm fantasizing, my thoughts are scribing legitimate. Possack and Zenness and pop the scriptures, I feel again. I found a bit like leaves on the tree that's tittering, shivering. Struggle finish this, artistic pick. Cause he was the only one pushing me to my Chazelle limit. Like a villain, I hated self love, but I was commanding it.
Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me. Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me. Living in the fast lane, hustling the cash game. Never knew the struggle if you never knew the fast lane. Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me. Even if the speed kill me, you gotta feel me. I don't know if I'ma die, I'ma ride tonight. Best believe if I go, everything's alright.